We are now joined in the media center by Joe Scheer Jr., crew chief of the number 21 team, and Mike Beam, team president of GMS. Joe, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what your strategy is? You guys have seemed to dominate this racetrack year over year.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but we stole one last year here, and we worked pretty hard coming back here because we didn't want to do – we knew that wasn't going to work again because we had a strategy last year that worked out pretty good, so we knew that everybody was going to have that. So we worked pretty hard on our setup, and we come back here, and we feel like we accomplished what we needed to. Everybody at GMS worked very hard, and we accomplished it. We had a dominating truck here, and it was good. It was good all night and all week, and I was proud of the guys, and I was proud of the way it handled, and I was proud of how Johnny handled everything, and it went pretty smooth.
And for you, Mike, what does this win mean for the team?
Well, you know, we've had a hard week, you know, so it was good. I mean, Joe and Johnny, you know, they and the whole 21 team, they executed really well, and it's to have two wins now, you know, that now we can really go to work and do some stuff to get ready for the playoffs, you know, but Joe and Johnny, they're a real blessing to us, and we're just proud to have them, and, you know, I think we can just build our team, and you know, I feel pretty good about it. I know everybody at GMS, like I said, we're very thankful to have them.
We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. Lee?
Mike, to have veteran leadership like Johnny, does it make things easier on a week like this, and for him to be able to step up and get in the Xfinity car this weekend, kind of pull double duty for you guys in your time of need?
Yeah, you know, Lee, it's definitely, you know, whenever all this happened, you know, Johnny, I called him and he said, sure. And, you know, he's such a team player, and Joe is too. And like I said, they're the senior guys, you know, Johnny is and Joe is too. You know, they're the senior team and they're the leaders. And so, you know, I feel like we can always count on them. And we brought Johnny to GMS to be the leader, and he does a really good job. And so, whenever I called him, and, you know, he said, sure, I'll do anything to help out. And the thing is that Joe's dad's memorial race is Sunday, and he was going to pass it up just to drive his Xfinity car for us. So that says a lot, you know, and so we're, like I said, we're very blessed to have him.
Do you have a game plan moving forward as far as drivers?
You know, we have talked to a lot of people, and we're just going to take us one race at a time, and you'll get through here and, you know, we have to be – it's a lot of things go into that decision with General Motors and Hendricks and Junior Motorsports. And so we're really no closer right now than we were 2 days ago. But I feel like hopefully by Monday, Tuesday, we should know. I mean, we are going to test Monday at Charlotte. Brendan Poole's going to drive it for us. You know, thankful for Brendan to do that. And we're going to move on. And first we got to see how many races, and then we'll go from there.
And we're now joined by the winner of the 19th annual JEGS 200, Johnny Sauter, driver of the Allegiant Airlines Chevrolet. Johnny, congratulations. Can you tell us a little bit about those last few laps?
Well, what a ride, first and foremost. It's not every day you get a truck like that, so obviously we got a brand like Chevrolet and Allegiant Travel and all of our great sponsors, Sunseeker Resorts, GMS Fab, JEGS, all the people that help GMS Racing out. I couldn't be more proud to win this race in the fashion that we did, and then to have a couple eventful late race restarts. Obviously Noah there, he came over in victory lane and said it was totally on him, so that's cool. You know, I had a good run on him off of turn two, and he chopped me, and I said, well, that gives me the green light to be as aggressive as I want to be, and got into him a little bit, tried to, you know, rattle him a little bit, and I felt like it worked. And then I don't know what happened on the backstretch. I was just holding my line. I knew that we had the preferred groove and we're going to be able to carry the momentum. We're just so fast on a long run. I couldn't be more proud of Joe and all these guys, the pit crew today. Just that was an awesome race. And this is such a cool place to race at. When you can tame this place, you feel like you've done something. So 2 years in a row, back-to-back wins. Much faster truck this year than last year. I'm pumped. I, you know, turned 40 this week, and to have an opportunity to drive stuff like this, it's just, you know, not many guys get this opportunity, and I just want the Gallagher family and Beam and everybody to know how much I appreciate it.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open up for questions. Bob?
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Johnny, is he supposed to chop you there? I mean, if you're going for the win, did you consider it dirty or just hard racing?
I'd have to look at it again, but I think I was in there deep enough. I mean, I knew that I had a good enough run. So there was going to be contact regardless. I had the opportunity to, you know, obviously run into the back of him, and I elected not to. So I'd say he's racing hard, don't get me wrong. But, you know, when a guy runs you down and gets a good run on the outside of you and it's that late in the race, I think that's what you're supposed to do. I'm sure I would have raced him the same way. But when you have a truck as fast as ours, you've got to win the race, and you've got to find a way to win the race. And so it just worked out for us. But, I got to look at it again to see if he should have or not. But, you know, I'm just glad he came over and apologized. So no harm, no foul.
Go ahead, Bob.
What do you expect him to do as a just – either from having raced Noah, but also just a 19-year-old second-year driver in the series trying to figure out where the line is?
Yeah, no, I got to look at it because I don't – you know, you're processing it all, and I had a huge run up off the corner and knew that I had big momentum coming. So the one thing that it does do is puts him in a really vulnerable spot, and a lot of guys probably wouldn't, you know let him in. You know what I mean? They both would have crashed. So you got to be smart, too. You got to get to the finish of these races. And Noah's come a long way in getting smarter. From last year, I felt like he, you know, spun out a lot. And this year he's doing a much better job. So he's obviously going to be a guy we're racing for the championship. So I think it's important to race respectable all year long. And, of course, he's learning. He's pushing the envelope. He's got to figure out where that line is. And I'm just thankful it worked out for us today.
Zach Catanzo at kickingthetires.net. Justin Haley said they didn't really expect it to be a multi-groove racetrack. Were you expecting it to be around the bottom, or were you kind of expecting a little bit of the same?
I didn't know what to expect, really. Obviously, this was a little different race than we've had here in years past. I could make time running the bottom or the middle or the top, you know what I mean? So, having said that, we just had, made good time anywhere on the racetrack. So it was fun to be able to race all over the racetrack, because that's what you want as a racer. And obviously I say that because we had a great truck today, but you know, everybody in the field, Cody Coughlin came to me, one of my teammates, and said, I really learned a lot following you there. I was able to diamond the racetrack and get big momentum, and he salvaged a sixth place finish. So a great day for GMS. Haley finished third too. So I'm proud of those guys. I mean, that's awesome. But, as a racer, you just, a lot of times we go to one groove racetracks, and as a racer, all you can ask for is that you've got options.
Chris?
Chris Knight, KitchenList.com. Congratulations to you guys on the win. Johnny, when Noah came to you at Victory Lane, did he earn some more respect points from you when he come up to you and completely took apology, for what happened? I mean, he was absolutely devastated in his interview, and then I have a follow-up from Mike Beam.
Yeah, no, it's cool. To be honest with you, with the win and the way everything was going, it didn't affect me. It hurt his day. But for sure. I mean, obviously, a guy can take the blame for that, and of course, that's a respectable deal, And Noah's got talent. I've seen it, and I even last year I saw him, and I could say to people, the guy can drive. He's just got to get calmed down, and I think a lot of times that's what you want out of a guy is being able to, try to pull him back instead of trying to kick him on the butt to go. And you've heard that, it's a cliche that you've heard for years. So he's got ability, and he's executing. He's running really good. And so, of course, yeah, I respect him for coming to Victory Lane. But, I bet he wishes he just would have stayed straight and finished the race. You know what I mean? But it's all good. I mean, he's racing hard. That's what he's supposed to do.
And Mike, Justin Haley and Kevin Bullecourt have kind of flown under the radar here this season. Today they got another top five finish. He seems to be learning a lot as a sophomore driver. Do you think that he has the potential to win some races by the end of the year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was telling Justin and Kevin, this was a big race for them, I feel like. This is probably one of the best races they've ran. you know, and Justin, you know, I was just really proud of their performance because, you know, I always tell them, I said, you know, I don't use that term, but I said, hey, I'm proud of you because y'all didn't screw it up, okay? So yeah. you did pretty good, you know, and so I'm really proud. And, you know, Kevin, what people don't realize, Kevin and Justin both were like rookies. Kevin's a rookie crew chief, and, you know, and Justin was rookie driver last year. So they've grown, and they've done some testing. So, yeah, I mean, we kind of do it like, you know, by Charlotte, they should be going, I feel like. And honestly, we're building some new trucks. I mean, we got some really good stuff coming, and the people up in the GMS fabrication, I couldn't be more proud because we are, I mean, these guys are really working hard. And like I said, Johnny and Joe, thankful, you know, to have them, but Justin and Kevin, it's a lot of fun to watch. I'm telling you, when Justin wins, it will be a big party, I promise.
Are there any other questions? Lee?
Joe, was the tire going down? There was talk about after the contact with Noah that perhaps Johnny had a tire going down at the end. Did it seem like anything was, affected?
No, we obviously when anything happens like that, we go through a protocol of tires up, fenders are in place, everything's in working, and look at that stuff. But everything was fine and good. So everything was pretty good right there. Everything was clear. Everything was good. We just kept going. Sorry about that. It's the fabrication shop calling me. Thanks.
All right. Are there any last questions? All right. Thank you, guys. Congratulations.
Yep. Beamer, you're the man, dude.